Today's shiur is the Masechet Bava Basra on Daf Tzadik Vav. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Hey Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word on the line, Amar Rav Yehuda. I would like to begin this shiur by wishing Rabbi Elephant and his wife and family a hearty mazel tov on the upcoming wedding of their daughter this evening, and to thank Rabbi Elephant for his Herculean efforts in giving the daily OU Daf. May he be zoicha to continue his great deeds on behalf of Klal Yisrael for many years to come. Amen. Begins the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas here as we start the sugya between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda concerning a certain type of wine, what the bracha is on that wine. I'm Rav Yehuda. Yayin hanimcher b'chnus, wine that is sold in a store. The brach is bar priya gafen. What kind of wine is this? So the Rashbam says, this is the worst kind of wine that one could buy in a liquor store. And the Rashbam, two lines further, defines for us exactly what the wine is, as we're going to see on the next amud. It's a wine whose taste is that of wine. However, the smell is that of vinegar. So Rabbi Yehud is of the opinion that this wine, although it has a smell of vinegar, is still chashuv enough to be considered a pre-hagafen. It hasn't lost the chashivus of being the result of grapes, and therefore it's fitting to have the brach of bar pir gafen. The Rashbam points out that, of course, b'di'evid, we know that if you would make a shahakol niyu b'dvore on any mashke, it suffices for a bracha. But our discussion here between the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chisda, is what is the lechatchila bracha that one should make? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it still merits the chshivas of a boire priya gafen. However, Rabbi Chisda amar gabi chamra de akrim lomali. The Oroch's Girs is the Akris, and the Rashbam goes like Argamor, the Akrim. The Akrim means that it has formed a film, and the Akris, which the Oroch, his Girsa, that means that it has soured. So in other words, you're right, it still has a taste of wine, but it's deteriorated. And because of that, according to the opinion of Rav Chisda, it doesn't merit to have the brach of Bar Priya Gafen, and rather, l'chatchila, not even in Bidiyevit, but l'chatchila, one should only make on this type of inferior wine a shahakol niyavidvari. So the machlaikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda is, what is necessary for Bar Priya Gafen? According to Rav Yehuda, all that's necessary is the tam, the taste, and whereas according to Rav Chisda, no, you even need the smell. If the smell is vinegar, then it does not merit to have a bar priya gafen. Meisri. The Gemara now is going to ask a question from my braisa on Rav Yehuda Shita. We have learned, ala pascha ifsha, on bread that has become spoiled, it's become moldy, it's still royal achilas adam. Because if it wasn't royal achilas adam, one wouldn't make any bracha on it. But it doesn't look anymore like fresh bread. Or val yayin shehikrim. Here we have again the machlokas Rashbam and Oroch, but basically it means it's spoiled, it's soured, or it has a film on it. Val tafshul she'avratzu rasay, and on something cooked from the chameshes minei dogan, the five types of grain where it has lost its sur, it has also become spoiled. The halacha is oimer shakol niyabedvori. The brach that he makes is shakol niyabedvori. The Rashbam explains to exclude that bypass, normally the bracha would be a mitzi. Here you make shahakol. On yayin, the bracha normally would be a hagafen. Here you make shahakol. And on the tafshul, which comes from the chamish mine dogen, normally the bracha would be a mezonis. And over here, you're making a shahakol niyabidvori. So the question on Rabbi Yehuda Shita is obvious. You told me that yayin nimcha b'chnus, that has this inferior wine that doesn't have a smell of wine, has a smell of vinegar, is by Priya Gafen, and from this price it would seem to be clear that the bracha is shakol niyabedvari. Amar Rav Zvid, says Rav Zvid, Moide Rav Yehuda, beputzim de mizdavin akarnasa. The Rabbi Yehuda is also moide in this wine. The wine that this price is speaking about is even more inferior than the worst wine that's sold in a store. In fact, this wine isn't sold in a store. This wine is sold a karnasa, which means on the corners, on the byways, when people are traveling and they're thirsty and they want to get a drink, so they're not discerning, as is someone going into a store who's going to taste and smell every kind of wine until he gets what he wants, but rather he's thirsty, he'll take anything. So this particular pertsama, the Ritva says that it's not totally vinegar, it has still some taste of wine, but it's an off taste. And as here, not only does it smell vinegary, but even the taste is already off, and it's affected the taste, and it's a worse quality wine, and it's not even sold in the stores anymore. So, b'purtzumet, mizdabin ha-karnasa, the girsa that the Rashbam brings down from the Rabbeinu Chananel is not purtzuma, but partzufa, which means the parts of the mara, the look of this wine is already off. So there's so much off with the wine, it's barely a wine. So that, even Rav Yehuda will agree to Rav Chisda, that already loses its chashivas of bayrei priya gafen, and on that the bracha would be shahakal. But where the machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda is where it has not affected the taste in any way, it only has a vinegary smell. Does this still qualify for bayrei priya gafen, or is the bracha shahakol niyam edvor? Amalei Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Chisda. Here we have Rabbi Yehuda shita that on this type of wine you'd make a bar per gafen. And here we have Rabbi Chisda shita that on this type of wine you'd make shahakol niyam edvor. Mar, the master, commands sirle. To who do you paskin like? Amar le, Rabbi Yosef responded to Abaye, masnisa yadana. I know a mishnah, a brisa. Now the Rashbam, the bottom Rashbam explains that Rabbi Yosef does not tell Abaye clearly what the answer to his question is. In fact, the Gemara is going to quote the Braisa, and the Gemara at the end will have a machloikis what exactly Rabbi Yosef was trying to bring a proof from the Braisa. One opinion says he's trying to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the other opinion says that he was trying to paskin like Rav Chisda. So he just gave him perhaps an enigmatic answer that what I hold is written in the Braisa. Exactly what the answer was, the Gemara itself has a machlokes, the Sanya. We learned in the Braisa as we turn to Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. This Braisa concerns Truma and Meiser. I will give a short hakdamah. The Rashbam explains that this Braisa is going according to the sheet of Rebbe. There's a machlokes in Perek HaMoichas HaSfina between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. If Chaimetz, wine vinegar and wine is considered two separate minim or not. If it's considered two separate minim, then you cannot give truma or meiser from one on another. And even if you did a b'dievet, that's a sheet of Rebbe, it won't work. However, according to the Rabbanan, l'chatchila, you should not give truma or meiser from chaimetz on yain or vice versa. V'im also asli, but if you did a b'dievet, it works. This price is going according to a sheet of Rebbe that it won't even work b'dievet. So now, a person has a barrel of wine. What he wants to do is that as he uses the wine in his wine cellar, he's mechuyev to give trumas and meisters from the barrels, he wants to have this one truma and meister barrel that whenever he has to give truma and meister, he'll take it from this barrel. But the only way that he could do it is he makes sure that this truma barrel is wine and it's not vinegar. So what does he do? He checks it. Now, before he checks it, the Rashbam explains, first he has to give truma and meiser on what he's going to sip from the truma barrel. So he makes truma and meiser on that, he sips it, he tastes it, and then if it's wine, he said, oh, good, now I can designate this as a truma and meiser barrel, and I'm going to use that for all my other barrels in the future. Haboidik es achavis. He checks the barrel. Li ois mafrish aleha truma v'hoylech. V'hoylech means as time goes on, this is going to be the designated barrel for truma and meiser for all my other barrels. But what happened was, v'acher kach, as the Rashbam says, a month or two later, he decides to check it again. nimsas chaimetz. And now, over to a period of a month or 2 months, it has become vinegary. So the question is, what happens with all the barrels on which he has given a term of meiser from 1 or 2 months ago? So in the beginning, a month or two ago, it was wine. A month or two later, it's totally vinegar. It's not only is the smell vinegar, but the taste is vinegar. Everything, it's totally vinegar. So what does he do? So the Braisa gives an enigmatic answer, not clear answer. The Braisa says, Kol gimel yoim vadai, the 3 days, it's definite. Mikan ve'elech sofik. From then on, it's a sofik. Ask the Gemara, my comer, what do these words mean? In other words, we have a sofik, which 3 days? 3 days at the beginning, 3 days at the end, 3 days in the middle, not clear. And vadai what? Is it vadai truma, or is it vadai tevel? So this is what the Gemara is going to explain. Om Rabbi Eichelin, so Rabbi Eichelin says, Hachi Kamer, this is what the Braisa means to say. Kol gimel yomim harishonim vadayayin. I have a window of 3 days that any barrels on which were given Trim and Meister from this designated barrel, the first 3 days after he tasted it, then it's vaday. Mikan ve'elach safik, but from the 3 days, the first 3 days, until a month or two later when he decided to taste it again, and he found it to be vinegar, it's a suffix. And what's the din by a suffix? So the Rashbam, 5 lines before it gets wide here, says, Hilka chavi truma mi suffix, v'yachser v'yitron. Whenever we're going to have on this Amud that it's a suffix, you're going to have to do, you gave truma mi suffix, but because it's only a suffix, you're going to have to re-give the trumas and the maisras. So this is the pshat in what the Braisa said. Kol gimel yamim vada means the first 3 days, it is vada truma what you gave. Mikan ve'elach, from the 3 days and on, until you decided to retaste it, that all that truma is suffic. My time. What's the logic of this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan? So pshat is like this, says the Gemara. Chamra mi'iloi okar. The Rashbam says that on the first medium wide line, the Rashbam says okar means nekar tam yain mimenu. The wine taste has been uprooted from this liquid. So where does the wine begin to sour? It begins to sour from the top of the barrel. And then, as the Rashbam explains, it works its way down to the bottom of the barrel. And how long does that process take? 3 days. And as once it starts to ferment, once it starts to become sour and vinegary, it's going to take 3 days for it to not only have a smell of vinegar, but for actually the taste of the wine to taste like vinegar. So Vahai, this fellow, Te'ime Veloyakar, he tasted it a month or two ago. At that day when he tasted it, he tasted Veloyakar. And it had not spoiled. It tasted like wine. So now, im timtzolaymer, baser de timei ocher. Even if you were to say that the moment after he tasted it, it started to become sour, and the smell of it began to become like vinegar, what's the situation? Haverei chachala, v'ta'amei chamra. So the smell is vinegar and the taste is wine. V'chol reiche chala v'ta'amei chamra, the halacha is chamra. Whatever has a smell of vinegar and a taste of wine has a halacha of wine. So in other words, he's saying like this, I have a window of 3 days. Why do I have a window of 3 days? The first moment that I tasted it, it smelled like wine and it tasted like wine. What are you going to tell me? The second after, maybe it started to turn bad. So then it would take 3 days until it would become total vinegar. What's the status of the wine during those 3 days? That maybe after I tasted it, the second later, it started to smell like vinegar. And then 3 days later, not only did it smell like vinegar, but it's going to taste like vinegar. But what was the status during those 3 days? A smell of vinegar and a taste of wine. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, that's exactly, this is going to be one of the riyas to the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chisda. That's what we're discussing here. The machloek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chisda. What bracha do you make on this wine? Is a wine that tastes like wine but smells like vinegar. So that's what happens to this wine in the first 3 days. In the right when you tasted it, it tasted like wine and it smelled like wine. A second after you tasted it, perhaps it smelled like vinegar, but it still tasted wine because it takes 3 days to work its way down the barrel from top to bottom. And maybe at the end of the 3 days, it became totally taste and smell of vinegar. But what's the status during the 3 days? Chamra. So Mimela, the first 3 days is Vadai that it's considered Chamra, and therefore it's not a Suffolk. The Truman Meister you took from this barrel works for any barrel that you gave Truman Meister from this barrel. That's the pshat and that, of Rabbi Yochanan in the Brisa. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagrees. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol Gimel Yomim Achroinim. The Gimel is not the Gimel Yomim Rishonim. The Gimel Vadai refers to the last 3 days. The last 3 days is Vadai Chaimetz. It's considered Vadai vinegar. Mikan ulalon, which means retroactively. Before the last 3 days, you tasted it twice. Once in the beginning of the month or two, and second time at the end of the month or two. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you know what the brisa means, kol gimel yomim vadai, means the last 3 days. The last 3 days when you discovered that it's vinegar in taste and in smell. So now, going backwards 3 days, those last 3 days, so that had a din of Vadai Chaimetz. And before those last 3 days, going back till the moment that you tasted it 1 or 2 months ago, that has a loch of Suffolk where you're going to have to be Chayzer V'Torei. My time. What's the logic of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Chamra mitatoi akar. He disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says that wine becomes vinegary from the bottom. It works itself up from the bottom up, not from the top down. So the aimer akar velavadate. So what did you do? You didn't scoop all the way to the bottom of the barrel. Nobody does that. You took from the top of the barrel. Top of the barrel smelled like wine, tasted like wine. You didn't realize that what's going on at the bottom is that it's already, in the bottom it smelled like vinegar. It was starting to turn bad. So what Rashbam explains, what Rav Yeshua ben Levi is trying to say is that even at the moment, a chiddush, even at the moment that you tasted it and you thought that you were tasting wine, but really at the bottom it was perhaps turning vinegary. So maybe even at the moment that you tasted it, it didn't have a din wine. Because why? Rav Yeshua ben Levi disagrees with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds like Rav Chisda. That wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine has a halacha of vinegar. Right? So, memele, it could be even what you thought was wine, because you didn't taste or smell anything wrong, was really vinegar, because at the bottom was already starting to turn bad. And then it works, it takes 3 days to work itself up. So therefore, he's saying, number one, it could be even when you tasted it, it was already had a loch of vinegar. The im timtzoloimar mi'iloy ochr. And even if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that wine becomes vinegar from the top to the bottom, and not from the bottom to the top, v'ha te'imei v'loy ochr, and you just said that he tasted it from the top and it didn't spoil, there was nothing wrong with it. So I'll grant you the first second that you don't have a suffix in this case. But a second later, Dilma busted the te'ime ochr. A second later, maybe it already started to become vinegary. And what is the situation then? Havarecha chala v'tame chamra. So it smells like vinegar and it tastes like wine. Varecha chala v'tame chamra chala. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinion is like Rabbi Chisda, that something that tastes like wine and smells like vinegar has a halacha of vinegar. So memela comes out like this. The last 3 days when you tasted at the end of 2 months and it tastes and smells like vinegar, that's vadai vinegar. The 3 days before that also has a halacha of vadai chaimetz. Why? Because it takes 3 days to turn, at best, 3 days before the end, it started to turn bad. That, right, we have to go to the latest possible moment that it turned bad. The latest possible moment is 3 days before the end. 3 days before the end, already the smell was vinegar. The taste was wine. What's Rabbi Shu ben Levi Shita? That if the taste is vinegar, if the taste is wine and the smell is vinegar, it has a loch of chaymetz. So the last 3 days, there's nothing to talk about. That's vade chaymetz. The only question you can have is that from a second after I tasted it, where it tasted fine, and until the 3 days at the end, I don't know when it started to turn bad. Okay. So that's a suffix. So it comes out according to Rabbi Shuvan Levi, there's no period of time, except maybe for the first millisecond of a second, that he tasted it, that maybe then it was okay. But otherwise, it's at best only a suffix where you have to give Terma get. Now, the Ramoi, those who live in the south of Eretz Yisrael, Masni Mishmei Rabbi Shuvan Levi, they have a second shita in Rabbi Shuvan Levi, and they have a very strange shita, which we have to explain. They say, you know what it means, kol gilmul yoyim vadai? It means, rishonim, the first 3 days, are vadayayim. Achroinim, the last 3 days, are vadechaymets. Emtsoyim, suffix. Those in the middle are a suffix. So the Gemara, so in other words, they're taking the words kol gilmul yoyim to mean the first 3 days and the last 3 days, those both are vaday. The first three are vaday yayin, the last three are vaday chaymetz. Mekan ve'elech safik, in the middle is the safik. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Hagufa kasha, that's the stira menei obey. Why? Amrat rishonim vaday yayin. You told me first that the first 3 days are vaday yayin. Alma, reche chala, v'tame chamra, has a lach of chamra. How can you go out and say that the first 3 days have a din of wine? Only if we say, because by the way, a second after he tasted it, it could have started to smell bad. So what are you going to say? Okay, it doesn't matter if it started to smell bad a second after he tasted it, but the smell vinegar, taste wine, has a loch of wine. Okay, but v'hadar amrat achroinim v'arechaymetz. Then you go around and tell me that the last 3 days, when he tasted it 2 months later, that has a din of v'arechaymetz. How could you say it's v'arechaymetz? Maybe maybe it started 3 days before the end to smell like vinegar. Alma recha chala, v'tame chamra chala. If you're going to say the last 3 days are chala, chaymetz, they're vinegar, it must be because you hold that something that has a bad smell, vinegar, and has a taste of wine, has a loch of vinegar. But you just told me the first 3 days are vada yayin because that has a loch of yayin. Make up your mind. The answer is, says, as the Rashbam explains, you're right. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, according to the Duray Moy, those who live in the south of Eretz Yisrael hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that chala smell and chamra taste has a loch of chamra. But you know, so that explains why the first 3 days have a loch of vada yayin. You know why the last 3 days have a loch of vada chaymitz? Because we're speaking about a special vinegar here. Kegoin, the ishtaka chala siftika. We're speaking about, it was such a strong smell and taste of vinegar, of siftika. This is a very powerful and strong vinegar smell and taste. The ilav, the ukr, tlusa yaymi. If it had not spoiled for 3 days, loy havim ishtake chala siftika. It would never have become chala siftika. In other words, if it's normal vinegar, then you're right. Then even the last 3 days would only be considered a suffix. Because if it's just a smell and taste of wine, a smell of vinegar, taste of wine, it has a loch of wine. But here it's speaking about that it was totally a very strong odor, a very strong taste of vinegar. So the Rashbam says, you know what must have happened? That this has been going on for 6 days. 6 days before the end, it started to turn. So that took 3 days. And then came the final 3 days where it was totally, both in taste and in smell, it was vinegar, and it stayed that way for another 3 days. So by the time that you tasted it, at the end, the last day of the 2 month period, which was at the end of the 6 day period, then it was totally, vinegar. Very strong vinegar. So that must have been because it went through that 3 day taste and smell where the smell was vinegar and the taste was wine. And at the end it was a powerful because it was totally for 3 days taste and smell of vinegar. But normal, in a normal case, then he would agree that, the last 3 days, he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan as well. Now, the Rashbam says that Rabbi Yochanan either doesn't want a Zetz Ayin, that we're talking about a special case of Siftika. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says it's only the first 3 days that are Vaday and Mikan Ve'elech Sofik, or that he holds that there's no difference between very strong vinegar or regular vinegar, that even if it becomes very strong, it doesn't go through 6 days. It takes the same 3 days, except some will end up after 3 days of souring to be a mild vinegar, and some will become a strong vinegar. But this whole 6 day thing he doesn't hold up. That's why he didn't go into it. So it comes out, and the Rashbam paskins la'alacha like Rabbi Yochanan. And he says why? Because according to the Deroi Moy, even Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. He was just thought it might be speaking about a case of very strong vinegar. But take away very strong vinegar, he admits to Rabbi Yochanan that something that smells vinegar and tastes wine has a loch of vadayayin. So the Gemara says, Keman Poshitle, when we said on Sadek Hamid Beis that Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, who do you, Rabbi Yosef, paskin like? And Rabbi Yosef said, Masnisa Yadana, I know a Brisa. We don't have a clear answer. Who was he trying to say? Like Rabbi Yochanan or like Rabbi Shua Malevi? Pligi bar Rav Mori, Rabbi Zvid, says, Machlois Rav Mori and Rabbi Zvid. Chad Omer Rabbi Yochanan. One says that he was trying to say like Rabbi Yochanan that what? That it has a locha of wine. V'chad Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And some say like the first pshat in Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, not like the Ikad Diyami, not like the Deroi Moy, but rather like the first pshat we said in Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that what does Vaday mean? Vaday means the last 3 days, because he holds that the chaymetz smell and chamra taste has a locha of Vaday vinegar. So some said that Rabbi Yosef was telling Abaye, I hold like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Again, the Rashbam says that I'm going to pass on Rabbi Yochanan because we have a sheet even in Rabbi Shua ben Levi of the Roy Moy who say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Meiri says that this will be Negeah, three areas of halacha. Number one will be Negeah, what bracha do you make? So it'll come out on such wine you make a Boirei Priya Goffin. It will be Negeah to the shiloh over here of can you take from this barrel that has turned bad, it smells already like vinegar, will you be able to be mafresh it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first 3 days, it has a loch of vaday truman meiser, that you'll be allowed to. Only after the 3 days, there'll be a suffix. But the first 3 days, you have nothing to worry about. After the first 3 days, it could be that now the taste and the smell is totally chometz, and then you won't be able to use it. But the first 3 days, we know that it's going to be tamay chometz, and tamay yayin, and the reich of chometz, so that has a loch of wine. And the third halacha will be legeya kiddush. Are you able to make kiddush on such wine? The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan that you are allowed to make kiddush on such wine. Itmar. We learned in a brisa. Hamoicher chavis yan lechaver v'chmitza. If Reuven sold to Shimon a barrel of wine, and it became vinegar in the rishus of the lekeach of Shimon, except it's still in the barrel of Reuven. So is the moicher responsible or not? Amar Rav. Machloik sir Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Kol gimel yomer rishayim b'shus moicher mikan ve'elach b'shus lekeach. The first 3 days, it's considered that it happened in the rishus of the moicher, and he has to pay. It's a mekach tos. From then on, from the third day and on, it's considered b'shus lekeach. So let's understand first of all the shita of Rav. So the Rashbam explains that. Since we know that, as we said in the last sugya, that it takes 3 days for it to become totally vinegar, so therefore, when did this smell of vinegar take place? It took place already in the rishus of the moicher. And it says, it's not a case where he sold him wine and the wine turned into vinegar. Rather, we consider it a case where he sold them wine and the wine really was vinegar. It was even though we said from the Miri just now that this has a lock of wine, that's during the 3 days. But it comes out that since this is turning, it's turning sour, and it's going to wind up in 3 days to be sour. So if in the middle of the 3 days by the lekeach, it turned to vinegar, it means that process began already in the rishus of the meicher. If so, it's considered a mekach tos, and therefore he owes him the money. Even though, as the Rashbam, we're going to learn further in the Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Hamoicher Yain Lechaver Vehichmetz Ein Lechayev Rechiyasa, he's not Chayev. So Rav will have to answer either that that's speaking about after the 3 days, so then it had nothing to do with the Moicher, or it's speaking that the Lekeach took the wine and he transferred it to his own Kankanim. So then the Moicher could say, your Kankanim were the ones who caused it. If you would have left it in my barrel, nothing would have happened. So you put it into your own barrels, so Memela, they are the ones that caused it, and that's why the Moicher in that case is not responsible. But over here, the Moicher, for the first 3 days, he will be responsible. After the 3 days, B'shus Lekech, as we turn to the Tzadik Vavim of Beis, Shmuel Omer, Chamra Akaspa de More Shavar. So Shmuel tells us, we have a lot of enigmatic statements on this daf. Shmuel tells us another one here, that wine leaps on the shoulders of the owner. What does this mean? Shmuel obviously is arguing on Rav. Shmuel holds that even the first 3 days, the Lekeach can't say it's a Mekach Tos. The Lekeach has to take responsibility for it. He doesn't go to the Moicher. What's the reason? So the Rashbam explains that we find further in the Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph that the Pasuk says that that wine is like a spiritual thing. It has to do with the person's character. There's a Pasuk that says, Af ki hayayin boygate, that if a person is a balgaivit, the way the Marsha explains, for example, we find many times in Chas, that a person, Marukva says, I am like chaymetz l'gabi yayin. My father waited 24 hours between eating meat and milk, and I only wait bein suda l'suda. A big machloik is what exactly bein suda l'suda means. But he was comparing himself spiritually to his father, that I'm not my father's level. I'm chaymetz l'yayin. So yayin, in fact, Hashem says that if a person's a balgaiva, and he acts, he's a tzavua, he acts differently than what he really is, and he's misgoa in front of people, so then his wine gets affected. It looks like wine, and it becomes vinegar. So, in other words, the moicher can tell the lekeach, when I sell you wine, and something happened, by me everything was going fine. Suddenly I sold it to you, it suddenly became vinegar. Maybe it's because a bad muzzle happened to you because of your midos rois. So, ein chanami, what Shmuel is saying is, that normally takes 3 days for this to happen. But if it would have stayed by me, the Moicher claims, I have good midos, nothing would have happened. I sold it to you within 3 days. It's not normal, and already something got spoiled. So the Tosfos here, the Ramaskel Shmuel Amar, Tosfos has a slew of kashas on this pshat of the Rashbam. Number one, if this is what Shmuel means, then why doesn't he speak plain, like the Gemara later says? Chamra mazle de gavra garb. What does he speak about? It's jumping on his shoulders. He should have said it's his mazel. And another kasha, the Gemara says that this, they're arguing on Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who holds this shita about mazel. The Gemara says he argues on Shmuel. If Shmuel holds the same like Rav Chiya bar Yosef, concerning that the mazel of wine, it's like a spiritual thing that causes wine to defect, so then he should have said he argues on Shmuel. It's Mashma Shmuel is not holding like Rav Chiya bar Yosef. And another shot, the Tais has a kasha, that when it says that a person who's a balgaiva, his wine will turn sour, it means b'derech hateva. It doesn't mean that the first second he gets some gaiva, he's the king of the world, his wine is going to go shloi k'derech hateva sour. If it takes 3 days normally to become a vinegar, that's what it's going to take by a balgaiva also. According to Rashbam, you're going to have to say here it happened within the 3 days that he bought it from the meicher. And another kasha we just learned on Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan said, the first 3 days that a person has, he tasted the wine and it tasted fine, right? We say it's vadayayin. Why is it vadayayin? If later, 2 months later, it became chaymetz, maybe he's a bad balmidos, and the first 3 days it also wasn't, it turned vinegary, not only in taste, Not only in smell and taste as well, because he has rotten midos, so memela it turns shalaika derech adam before 3 days. So in the Gemara's mashma, it doesn't matter what kind of midos he has for 3 days; it's never going to have both a smell and a taste of vinegar. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says a whole different pshat that it means, oh, you were carrying this on your shoulder. It means literally what it says. It has nothing to do with muzzle. You were carrying it on your shoulder. If you agitate the wine too much by moving it around on your shoulder, that could have caused the wine to ferment. Had you left it and not moved it in a very strong manner, then it would have stayed wine. But you were bouncing the wine around, so you caused it to become quickly vinegar. Ovid Rabbi Yosef Uvde Kavasei Derav B'Shikra V'Kavasei D'Shmul B'Chamer. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, when it came a Shaila, Nageya, beer also can spoil, and it spoiled within 3 days that he had bought it from the Moicher. So there he passed like Rav, that the Moicher was responsible. And then when it came to Chamer, V'Kavasei D'Shmul B'Chamer, by wine he passed like Shmuel, that the Lekech is responsible even during the first 3 days. The Hilchas the Kavasei D'Shmuel, the Halacha is like Shmuel, even by beer, the Halacha is like Shmuel, that the first 3 days, the Lekech, the Baal, is responsible either because of his muzzle, or as Tosfos says, because he's bouncing it around on his shoulders. The only problem that Tosfos raises is that according to the Rashbam, that it has something special to do with wine, with the spirituality of wine, that a person's midos can cause it to spoil, then what does the Gemara say? Ovid Rabbi Yosef Uvde Kavasei Derav B'Shikra. Shmuel is not talking about beer. Shmuel is only talking about wine, where there's a special spiritual thing that can cause it to become vinegar. So it should have said, Ovid Rabbi Yosef Kikuli Alma B'Shikra, not like Rav. There's no Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So it would appear like Tosfos that beer can have the same effect. If somebody's bouncing it around on his shoulders, it can ferment. It can become vinegary quicker than the normal 3 days of it standing and nobody's agitating it. That's what it would seem. On the other hand, what's difficult according to Tosfos is that what's the chilek between beer and wine? Why, in fact, according to Rashbam, we understand the chilek between beer and wine? Because wine could be the fault of the lekech's midos, so it happened within the 3 days he's responsible. Beer, you don't have such a thing. The Meicher's responsible. But according to Tosfos, that both of them are affected by him bouncing it around on his shoulders. So why, in fact, did Rav Paskin buy beer like Rav? Why did Rabbi Yosef Paskin buy beer like Rav and like Shmuel buy wine? One other nakuda in this whole sugya, which Rashbam mentions on Amud Aleph, is, did the Lekeach taste the wine when he bought it or not? So there are Rishonim who say that he did not taste the wine. Because had he tasted the wine and nothing was wrong, then Rav would have been moited to Shmuel that it's the fault of the Lekeach. If the Lekeach tasted it when he bought it, ooh, delicious wine, and then it spoiled within 3 days, don't blame it on the Moicher. It must be your midos, or it must be you bounced it around on your shoulders. Then Rav wouldn't have argued. So these Rishonim want to say, it's speaking about a case where he didn't taste it. So then Rav says, then we say it's the fault of the Moicher. However, the Rashbam on Amud Aleph and other Rishonim say, no, that even if the Lekeach tasted it, yet the Rav holds it's the fault of the Moicher, because hadover you do it, that it takes 3 days normally for wine to become into vinegar. He tasted it, and he didn't taste anything wrong. And maybe he wasn't careful in his tasting. He wasn't concentrating well, and he wasn't able to taste it. But hadover you do it, Rav holds that even if he didn't taste it. The Rabbeinu Yoina brings down that according to those shitas that say that it's speaking over here that he did taste it, then we can understand Shmuel's, according to the Rashbam, Shmuel makes a lot of sense. If it's speaking about even if he tasted it, so Rav tells you even if the Lekech tasted it, it's still the fault of the Moicher, but Shmuel says if he tasted it, no, I say that if he tasted it, it's the fault of the Lekech, either muzzle or because he bounced it around on his shoulders, because you yourself tasted and you saw there's nothing wrong. So you can't blame it. You can't turn around and blame it on the Moicher. This would be a very good svara for Shmuel. However, the Rabbeinu Yain himself says that it would seem the way Shmuel emphatically says, Chamra, Kaspa, the Mori Shavar, that he's not being mechalik between whether the Lekeach tasted it or did not taste it. Tana Rabbana. Echad Sheikhet Tmorim, whether you have beer of, made of dates, Ve'echad Sheikhet, sorry, or you have beer that's made out of barley, Ve'echad Shimre Yayin, or you have, the Rashbam explains, we're speaking about you took lees, which are Shmorim. They are the, you've already taken wine out of these grapes, and what's left are the lees, the shmorim, and now you're steeping the lees in the residue of pressed grapes in water. So what the liquid that comes out there, what's the brach in all these three cases? Mevorchem aleihem shahakol nir bedvorai. You make a shahakol, as the Rashbam explains. You don't make a bar priates, even though it comes from tmorim dates. You don't make a boyer pri adama or mezainis, even though it's coming from barley, the beer, and you don't make a boyer pri agafen, because when you're using not grapes, but you're using the residue of pressed grapes, the leaves, so loy chashivi, says the Rashbam. That's like colored water, it's shahakol, but it's not considered a boyer pri agafen. Acherim oimrim, acherim say, shemorim, they argue it only on the third case, and they say, by these lees, the residue of pressed grapes, so there you do, if the water that comes out, after you steep the lees in the water, has a taste of wine, the halacha will be, you make a boyer pri agafen. Rabbi Yosef, Amr Tavayu, ain halacha gacherim. They said that the halacha is not like the acherim. Amar Rava, said Rava. Now, Rava is going to figure out exactly where the machlokes between Tanakam and Acherim is. The Kuli Alma, Rama Tlosa Vasa Arba Chamrahu. If I put 3 cups of water on the lees, and the lees were steeped in 3 cups, and after I let it steep there, what did I get out? 4 cups. So what do I have? I have wine. That's the classic wine. Rava Latame, Rava Lashitasa, Amar Rava. Kol chamra de leidori al chatlos maya lav chamrahu. Wine, in those days their wine was very strong. It had to be diluted with water. A wine that cannot sustain a ratio of chatlos 3 to 1, that is not a good wine. But if it sustains a ratio of 3 to 1, that is perfectly good wine. So here, where I put in 3 cups of water and I got out a liquid of 4 cups, that means I've drawn out of the shmorim, I've drawn out a cup of wine with it. So altogether, I have a perfectly good wine. So there is no machlaikas. There everybody holds, like the acherim, that you're going to make a witch bracha, by Rupri Agafin. What happens if Rama Tlasa, Asa Tlasa, you put in 3 cups of water, and you got out 3 cups of liquid after the leaves were steeped there in the water, v'leiklumu. So what you put in, you took out. That means, and the Rashbam says, even if you would taste some taste of wine in it, it would have halacha of water, and you make, it's colored water, you make a shahakol niyabidvori. That's not enough to change it into a chashuva bracha, as Rashbam's lashna always here is, eino yayin chashuv levorach lav bar piragafet. It's not chashuv enough to make a bar piragafet. Now, the Rashbam, there's no machloikis there either. The Acherim will be moited to Tanakama, that of course there, you make a shakal nivar. Now the Rashbam points out a Gemara, which we'll have Mir Shem tomorrow shir, that we have a machloikis from Yehudin Rabban, and what happens if you took these lees, and you steeped it in water, and now you want to, what's the din ligabe trumas and maiseris? And you put in 3, and you got out 3. What's the halacha ligabe trumas and maiseris? So Rabbanan say, that's not wine, you don't give Trumas and Maaseres. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you give Trumas and Maaseres. So here we said in our Gemara that if you put in 3 and took out 3, that the halacha is shakol nibidvori. There Rabbi Yehuda says that it has halacha of wine that you have to give Trumas and Maaseres. How does that work? So the Rashbam says that over there it's a chumra of Rabbi Yehuda by Trumas and Maaseres, that it's considered wine to give Trumas and Maaseres. Varaya. Let's say I were to take that and use it, I was to take the residue, lees, which I've steeped in water, and I was to use that for Truman Meister on real wine, the halacha is no good. It's considered like Shnei Minim. It's not good. It's not real wine. Why do I give Truma some Maestros on it? It's a Chumra. We consider it the Chumra wine. But when it comes to the Bracha Shiloh over here, if all you have is what you took out, the same amount, what you gave in, three, you took out three, so Legabi a Bracha, that's not going to be considered Chashiv to make a Boyer Priya Goffin. What do you make? Only a Shak on the Midvoy. No Machloikis. So where is the Machloikis being reviewed in Rabbanan? Ki Pligi, the Rama Tlosa. He put in three cups of water. Va'asa tlaso palga, and he took out 3.5. What's the swore in the machloikis? The rabbanon savri, rabbanon say make a shakal nimidvar. Why? Tlasa ayil, tlasa nafik. Three went in and three went out. Poshle palga. So how much extra did you get from these shmorim? You got 3.5. You got 0.5 cup. So now, how much of the wine that has come out, ratio to the water, have you extracted from the shmorim? The answer is, you've received back more by 0.5 cup. 0.5 cup versus the 3 cups that you put in. 3 cups are 6 halves. So it's palga b'shita palge maya v'loy klumu. We are Isaac and Kashrus know, as is pointed out, that by Isurim, the bittul is Echad B'shishim. But by Yayin, it's Echad B'shesh. So here, where I put in 3, and I get out 3.5, so I got out from the Shmorim an extra half, that's compared to the 3 cups of water, which is 6 halves. So that means I've got the wine that's come out, the ratio to the water that's been put in, is a ratio of 0.5 cup to 6 half cups. That's 1 to 3. Excuse me. That's 0.5 cup to 6 half cups. That's a ratio of 1 to 6. So memela it's bottle. V'loy klumu. That's why the rabbanon say there's no wine here. There's colored water, which might have a little taste of wine, but that's not called wine for a bracha chashuva of Boyer Priya Goffin. V'acherim savri, v'acherim would disagree in this case. Hold, tlosa oil. Tlosa went in. 3 went in. How much came out? We said 3.5. No, wait a second. Trein upalga nafak. You know how much water came out? 2.5 came out. Because the acherim say that 0.5 of the 3 that you gave in of water got absorbed in the shmorim. Posh le kuza. How much wine came out? An extra cup of wine. The kuza betray upalga. A cup of wine in 2 ratio of 2.5 cups of water. Chamra ma'al yehu. That's excellent wine. What does it mean? It means that the rabbanon say, you put in 3, you got 3.5. So 3 water in, 3 water out, you have an extra half. The extra half of wine is 0.5 compared to 6 halves is 1/6. It's bottle, shako. The acherim say no. When you put in 3.5, so we say that number one, well, you put in 3 and you got out 3.5. So number one definitely have 0.5 cup of wine extra that came out. But the Acherim say you have another half. Why? Because they maintain that 0.5 cup of the 3 cups of water got absorbed by the Shmorim. And then the Shmorim, to compensate, let out another half of wine. So you have the extra half, 3.5 to 3. That's already 0.5 cup extra of wine. But you have another 0.5 cup. Because a 0.5 cup of water gets absorbed in the Shmorim. And now the shmorim takes in 0.5 cup of water and it lets out another 0.5 cup of wine. So total, you have a 1 cup of wine that comes out versus the 2.5 cups of water that come out as well, that weren't absorbed by the shmorim. So the ratio is 1 to 2.5. The Rashbam says, we said before that even a ratio of 1 to 3, Rava holds is excellent wine. So if you have 1 to 2.5, that's for sure considered excellent wine. So the Rashbam just ends with 1 kasha. If so, why do we say that when I put in 3 and I took out three that everybody agrees, lav klumu, that's nothing. Whatever you put in that you got out, wait a second. If you tell me that shmorim absorb water and they let out, they emit wine, so maybe that happened by three and three also. So the Rashbam gives two terutzim. Number one, when do I say that shmorim emit wine? When I see that it's not totally dried up, that it's letting wine out. If I put in three and I let out three and a half, I got back three and a half, so obviously the shmorim are working because I got back extra. I got an extra half a cup back. Oh, if I got an extra half a cup back, then I say to Swara that it, maybe I even got a whole cup of wine back because it absorbed a half a cup of water and it let out another half a cup of wine. But I see it must have let out some wine because I got three and a half back instead of three. Vashi Yankin over here where I put in three and I took out three, maybe it's totally dried up and I got nothing back. And secondly, says the Rashbam, even if you were to say, no, it has to give out something, but how much would it give out? It would only give out a half a cup. In other words, by the case of three and a half versus three that I put in, so I for sure have an extra half a cup, and I say I have another half a cup because it absorbed a half a cup of water and it let out another half a cup of wine. So it comes out that I'll give you an extra half a cup of wine, which I don't see really that it came out extra, because I only see a half a cup of wine came out. You're telling me a whole cup of wine came out. So I'll give you a half a cup that I see and a half a cup that I don't see. Now when I have three in and three out, I don't see anything extra. So the most I could give you is a half a cup of unseen. That even though I don't see anything extra, I could say maybe that a half a cup of water was absorbed and a half a cup of shmorim let out wine. I can't give you more than a half a cup. Oh, so I have a half a cup of wine compared to five half cups of water, two and a half cups, which equals five cups of water, five half cups of water. That's a ratio of 1 to 5. 1 to 5 is not wine. Wine has to be 1 to 3. So that's why, in the case of three in and three out, either I don't have any evidence that something of wine came out, or at the most, the Rashbam says, I'll give you a half a cup, even though I don't see anything extra. I'll give you a half a cup of wine, but that's a ratio of a half a cup to five halves, to two and a half, to five halves. Then that's not wine. Masha Ankein, when it's three in and three and a half out, I'll give you a half a cup I see, a half a cup which I don't see. That's one compared to two and a half, and memela, it's one cup compared to two and a half, which is even better than one cup compared to three. Memela, that's definitely considered wine according to the Shita of the Acherim. We'll continue with the Sugya Mitzvah tomorrow.